Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to be talking about the spirit of heaviness, part 3. Praise the Lord. In the first service, we did a part 2, very powerful time in the presence of God. In this service, we want to consider Isaiah 29, verse 1 and 2. It says, "Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add ye year to year, let them kill sacrifices." He said, "Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel." What a scripture. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the spirit of heaviness, which is clearly stated in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Let's read that, then we'll take our seats. It said, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. The spirit of heaviness, part 3. In this Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, we see that there is a picture God has of his people. And that picture is a continuous process of bringing his people into that perfect image or that perfect picture God has. And so he talks about the fact that when all is said and done, what will happen is that God's people will be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that in the end the Lord will be glorified. But before you and I are called the trees of righteousness, which gives us opportunity to be fruitful, the planting of the Lord, stability, and then also to walk in the glory of the Lord, he says that he is going to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion some things. One, is going to give them beauty for ashes. Secondly, from this verse, he says he's going to give them oil of joy for mourning. Say, oil of joy for mourning. So one, beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, then the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So clearly, we see that the child of God will not be able to fulfill their full potential in Christ if certain things are not in place, in the life of the person, especially in the Lord. Because these things that the Lord said he was going to give to his people, the absence of them means that the tree of righteousness is going to be affected negatively. It also means that the person who is supposed to be the planting of the Lord will be affected, and it will also affect the manifestation of the glory of God. And it is on that platform that the Lord said one of the cardinal variables for making us becoming the people that God wants us to become is to give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So the spirit of heaviness is a major adversary to what we have to become in the Lord. That is to say that spirit of heaviness can impinge on a destiny, can hinder the free flow, the correct flow of destiny. One may not be able to actualize their full potential in Christ because the spirit of heaviness is contending with them. I'm praying that today, whatever is contending with you, bringing the spirit of heaviness to your life and your space, may the Lord deal with it in Jesus' name. So in Isaiah 29, verse 1 and 2, we see that the spirit of heaviness produces certain tools that it works with. It is impossible for heaviness as a spirit to be used as an exploitation of your life by devil if certain things are not on ground. What I'm saying is that devil will exploit the believer with the spirit of heaviness. And to do that, the devil has certain tools he will use to do that. One of the tools he will use in doing that is called sorrow. It's called what? Sorrow is one of the powerful tools Satan uses to exploit God's children. So in Isaiah 29 verse 1 and 2, in the verse 2, he says that woe to Ariel. He says, yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow. So we see here clearly that heaviness is associated with what? Sorrow. That when Satan wants to introduce heaviness in a person's life, one of the channels he uses in introducing that heaviness is sorrow. It's a vehicle. Now, this is important because sorrow itself is not a bad thing. It's a natural inkling we have when things hurt us, when we are in pain, when we feel overwhelmed with issues. One of the ways to vent out and ventilate your system is to sometimes cry and sorrow for, you know, some of these things to be flushed out of the system. Two of us. If you are here and you can't cry, we have to pray for you. So when we read a scripture like Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 3, last week I quoted that scripture. Let's look at it again. It says, sorrow is better than laughter. So sorrow is not always negative. Are you here? It says sorrow is better than what? Laughter. So there's a time that what God has given you to help you is actually sorrow. And we will read from here. It says that, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. In the message, it says crying is better than laughing. It blotches the face, but it scores the heart. That word there, can you look into the dictionary and let's see that word? S-C-O-U-R-S. It's like it cleanses the heart. Praise the Lord. It cleanses the heart. It sanitizes the heart. Praise the Lord. It heals the heart. So it's like when you take your car for servicing and they change the plugs to purge the car. Are you here? So there is a time that what God has given to everyone is the little crying and sorrowing around that will just heal your heart. And you see that there are some matters when they arise and you cry, then you are fine. Is that not so? Well, hey, some supermen are here. Some supermen are here. People who don't cry. So it is expected that some things will come into your life and then some dimension of crying will bring healing and relief to you. It says that it heals the heart. But God has not designed sorrow to stay with man forever. So there is always a timeline to sorrowing. And when it goes overboard, it can become a problem. Are you here with me? So here they say that, here it says that word scores means clean or brighten the surface of something by rubbing it hard, typically with an abrasive or a detergent. It's an aggressive purging, cleaning. Are you here at all? So when you are sorrowing, it's an aggressive way God is, you know, because it's not a normal thing that we just have to, we can laugh severally a day, but sorrow comes when something important is on ground. Is that not so? And it says that the heart will respond to healing, this aggressive healing, when we sorrow. It's powerful. That's why he's saying that at some point it's better than laughing. Because there are times that you are laughing that you are supposed to be crying. Because the laughter... Tell somebody, if he's paining, then he's paining you. Yeah, if it pains you, let it be known that the thing is chuki-chuki in me. It's hurting. Broken heart is not an easy matter. When you are hurt, you are hurt. You cry it out. You see that after crying, then you are healed. Is that not so? But crying cannot endure forever. Say, though weeping may endure for a night. There's always a timeline to how far you can cry. How long you can cry. How much you can cry. Tell somebody, you are not supposed to be sorrowing forever. God has a termination for sorrow. Praise the Lord. So even the Lord, in Exodus chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible said that he saw the affliction of his people. He heard their cry. And he went there to save them. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. So, God, when you are crying, he responds to your cry. Praise the Lord. He sees your affliction. So, normally someone will cry when he's afflicted. And he says that that culminates in a person's sorrow. So the affliction and other things will just bring that sorrow in a person's heart. Another thing that we see, you know, that comes into the arena of sorrow is unfulfilled desires. Unfulfilled desires. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 29 in the ESV. Praise the Lord. He said, whatever prayer, whatever plea is made by any man or by all the people of Israel, each knowing his own affliction and his own sorrow, and stretching out his hands towards this house. This talking about the house. He says that there are times that people will stretch out their hands towards the temple and pray because ESV says that there are unfulfilled promise desires in the hearts of the people. So whatever prayer, whatever plea is made by any man or by all your people Israel, each knowing his own affliction, things are afflicting people and is bringing sorrow into the eye. He said that when they turn to the temple and they pray, stretch out your hand and deliver them from their sorrows. So one of the things that will make sorrow stay in a person's life is when there are unfulfilled desires. When your heart is believing God for something, you've made plans. I met a lady, she said that she had planned that by 23 or 22 she should be married. Chale, plans dey o. Is that also? Is it not closer to your own plans as well? Yeah, already 22, 23, married. 24 has the first child and it has to be twins. By 25, she was expecting to be in a PhD program. Yes. The plan is solid. But at the time when we were speaking, the plan was not planning. And the lady was very, very sad. You know, Bible said many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. One of the things that can make somebody very, very sad is when you have a lot of desires, you are praying, and you are not seeing the answers. It can create a lot of sorrow in your heart. Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick, and the heart can really be sick. Hey, sometimes the sorrow manifest Because there's an underlining anger or sickness. In Ecclesiastes 5:17, it says that all his days also he eateth in darkness, and he has much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. So you can see sorrow is connected to wrath, anger, which is also connected to what? Sickness. When you see people sad, there are undercurrent to their sadness. For some people, it's something making them very angry. They will be angrier and then they will become sad. Some is sickness making them very, why am I like this? Why can't I be whole? Why can't I be normal? These are very sensitive and touching issues. Is that not so? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? I'm angry. You go to the hospital, the doctor says there's nothing wrong with you, and yet you can't be pregnant. Some people can be angry. Oh yes. They can be so angry and so sorrowful. Some women who have not had the privilege of raising kids cannot treat people well. Some cannot entertain other people's children. And sometimes they take it on different people at workplace. I'm telling you, they are like naked wire, some of them. It's the sorrow driven by anger, wrath, something, sickness. Some people, some abuse will just make them become like that. Very sorrowful. So when you see someone who is very sorrowful, you have to be very, very gracious in handling such a person, because they may be displacing anger on you. They may be showing you all this negative emotional disposition, not because they are not intelligent, but sometimes it's because the spirit of heaviness has taken over and they don't know how to bring themselves out. When the spirit of heaviness takes over, sometimes it can be some way. There can be manifestations of some things. Say some things. Can't hear you. Say some things. Can I show you some of the manifestations? Ish. Serious manifestations. Thank you, Father. One of the things that someone who has been overtaken by the spirit of heaviness through the channel of sorrow will be manifesting will be oppression or affliction. They will feel oppressed, because that spirit of heaviness is coming to sit on you like a heavy darkness, eating away your joy, making you, taking strength from you. Oppression and afflictions. Psalm 107:39. He said, again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. They are minished. I'll be talking about this one when I get to the effect. But he said that, again, they are minished and brought low. Say brought low. One of the things that will bring somebody low is sorrow. But that sorrow is always in the company of some twins and triplets. One of the associates of sorrow will be oppression, will be affliction. So when there is a deep-seated sorrow in a person's life, that person feels oppressed, feels afflicted by whatever is creating the sorrow. So you see very sorrowful people, they don't look happy. They look like something is sitting on them. They look like something is doing them. Are you here? That's the right English, is that something is doing them. It's an affliction. Yeah, doing them, but it's not a small matter. Then the sorrow, you know, once the spirit of heaviness takes over through sorrow, you will feel an atmosphere of darkness in your spiritual life. You just feel a cloud of darkness. Isaiah 5:30. A cloud of darkness. And in that day, they shall, what? Roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold, darkness and sorrow. And the light is dark darkened in the heavens thereof. He's just giving an end time prophecy. He says that darkness and sorrow shall be walking together. So when there is sorrow that has not been terminated, sorrow that has not been cut off, and the spirit of heaviness has decided to exploit you because you have not had a terminal point for the sorrow, what's going to happen is that it's going to now begin to invite its siblings. And one of the siblings that will be invited will be what? Darkness. You see that in your life, it will feel like you are sitting in a dark room where there is no light, no sense of light, no sense of direction, no sense of hope. Everywhere looks dark in your life. Gloomy. Are you here with me at all? Ask somebody, why are you quiet on, Pastor? You have to be preaching with Pastor. Tell somebody, heaviness is a spirit. Say, darkness is a spirit. Don't allow it to sit on your life. Tell somebody, don't allow it. Deal with it. Deal with it. Charlie, assemble. Obey chance of darkness in a per se. Bang. What is here? Yeah. Why do you not be busy? Darkness wants to come. Yeah. So, Charlie, who's Kakra? No, I steady. Who do you think Kakra? No, I then. Because one share, Obey Gian, no, I'll share. I'm an animal. And I, when you know, come on. Kusu dark obi nyawaye suzufa utibie bodewro arewo kumsunsun udia junye chia una wanyamia sio obi nyawaye enti suzu. Just say, can you imagine that? God forbid, though, may it not be the case of anybody. One day I visited the maximum, those who were on death row in Nsawom. And some of them were leading praises in their fellowship. That is, people who have been condemned to death. Have you? Please do my style. Ask somebody, have you? Whatever is challenging you, making you very sad, is it a condemnation to death? Are you waiting to die? Those people don't come out at all from their small place. They don't come out. They are confined forever. They don't come to the compound. They are confined. You people, you are on death row. How depressing that will be. That you know you are dead to die. Some of them are old. The only time they will bring them out is when they are dead. They call you now some small case in the police station. Then they call you that they are arresting you to the police station. And one worth 20. Ask somebody, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Small police station, and then you are fainted. Ask somebody, anybody some granny? This life, there are many things that will come our way. But every time, respond to it with a positive mind. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes the way we allow our minds to race, like from east, west, like the mask, shoo, smoking. You jump from east, shoo, like, and something like, it's like, hey, me who? Meanwhile, you are nowhere near who. Wow. Darkness. People manifest. The heaviness will just show you shishi of darkness. Mourning is one of the manifestations. Associates. Isaiah 51 verse 11. You see that spirit of heaviness will pull you into sorrow and take you into mourning. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. He says that they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Sorrow and mourning, they walk together like this. There's a time that they have to flee away of your life. Out of, tell somebody, there is a time that they have to flee out of your life. So one of the things that will be introduced into a person's life for sorrowing is mourning. Mourning, yeah, you can be laughing and you are mourning inside. The heart has decided that I'm doing funeral. I cannot be happy. I can be smiling, but inside there, you are in a state of mourning. God have mercy. One of the things that people who are sorrowing will be doing is drunkenness. Isaiah, Ezekiel 23:33. I'm preaching something here. You think I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying something. I'm showing you why sometimes you have appetite for some things. Said, thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow. Drunkenness and sorrow. They are walking together. Ezekiel 23:33. With the cup of astonishment and desolation. With the cup of thy sister Samaria. So when people are sad, sorrowful, where I grew up from, they go to the bar and drink alcohol. Anyhow, you see somebody who has not drank the whole year. Once sorrow comes, so you're a hunty. And see a chibi. Are you here with me at all? Yeah, funeral comes, people are drinking. But ordinarily, they don't drink. When people are sad, then they are drinking to stupor. Someone leaves your life now, you've gone into drunkenness. Once you do that, devil is going to use that drunkenness to start exploiting you. And you find out that maybe if you now don't have the alcohol, you can't cope. And if you stick with alcohol for a long time, then you become addicted to the alcohol. Some become addicted to pornography. Some become addicted to some 225. Do you understand? Some trauma. All manner of things. Because of sorrow. When you are sorrowful, you want to use things. You use things. Are you here? You use things. You try to use things to mobilize yourself. Gather yourself. Because the spirit of heaviness just so immobilizes you. Incapacitates you. That you try to use things. And if you are not careful, you go into aphrodisiacs. You go into some things. Burning and smoking shisha. Your nose becomes like a chimney. Hey. If you go abroad, people have all kinds of ecstatic gases. Yes. Yeah, they will just inhale it and then it's like they are in heaven with God. Ecstasy. All manner of things. May the Lord deliver us from it in Jesus' name. We need kind power. We need kind power. Some things you will not get involved. I don't know. Am I preaching? So when you see that you are developing appetite for things that are not regular, you have to check it and fight it. Because the underlining factor may be that you are sorrowful. You know, spirit of heaviness is trying to arrest you. You say, hey, Muncha, you can't arrest me. You will be praying to God, God, I beg. You will be praying to God, God, what? And if that one does not bring the answer, you pray again. God, I tell God, beg you. Yeah, then God will deliver you. God, I tell God, beg you. Deliver me from drunkenness. Your life will be way, way better if you stop the alcohol. Say a louder amen. Amen. If that amen is better, we can go to the next level. Shout a better amen. Amen. Hey! In Psalm 13:2, The Bible said, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? So here we see that there are people, this psalmist is questioning, how long will I have sorrow in my heart? One of the things that when you keep sorrow in your heart for a long time, what it does is that it now gives the enemy some advantage against you. Say advantage. Can't hear you. Say advantage. Grants the enemy an upper hand, gives him an advantage. That's why the Bible says that do not give him a foothold. A foothold. You give him a foothold, he's going to take the whole territory. Don't give him a foothold. Satan would take advantage of you if you don't have a cutoff point for your sorrow. Some women have had some men sleep with them because they always appear sorrowful on a daily basis. You don't know. Do you know when you cry and then you start doing and you want to stop and you can't stop? It is there and the thing will come. It's a reflex. Suji. You cry. Sorrow. See, no matter what happens to us, let's pray to God that we'll be able to let go. Some of the things, keep a mental note of it, and you have to really dispose of the substance of it. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You have to dispose of the substance of it. Sometimes when you keep the substance of it, your mind will be playing games on you. Okay, this one that they arrested me to the police station. You will be walking, and if you keep the substance of they arrested me to the police station, you are going in your mind, everybody is saying, that's the person they arrested. That's the person they arrested. That's the person they arrested. Meanwhile, no one, it's not written on you. It's your mind writing it right before you. So you can be ashamed of something that is even private. And you don't want to come to people. Meanwhile, it's only you and one or two people who love you, who knows and wish that that thing was not even in your life. You have divorced. It's not written on you that you are a witch. Then you are there, maybe it's, because I'm a divorcee, it's like, I don't have good character. Are you kidding me? And you don't want to come out. You don't want to. You know, every Emmanuel is a devil, even though it means God is with us. Even though it means God is with us. You are just retaining the substance. Charlie, something happened, God brought you out. Then you are carrying the house flies of those thinking things with you. So you are never free. It makes you very sorrowful. They said, Professor Lotte, he failed how many times? Mathematics. Countless number. He became Professor Emeritus in mathematics. Imagine if he carried the failure along. Then you say you are anti-mathematics. No wonder some people still have F. This 1 + 1. You're able to count money. You can't calculate. You can count money, you can't calculate. Yeah. Once they said that there were 7 apples, they took 2 and added this way. We can't. But if we were talking it in monetary terms, 10 Ghana, 5 Ghana, 20 Ghana, like that, you even get it before the question lands. Kai God, I take God beg you, my people. Why is alphanumeric? Match to, must there be letters inside numbers? Wow. If you keep sorrow for a long time, it will give Satan an advantage against you. Praise the Lord. So you have to find a way to open a window, a door, get out. Do what? Get out. There is nothing that has happened to you that you cannot flush out. All infections can be flushed out if you attend to them. Two of us. Tell somebody, flush it out. Why? Flush it out. All mind. Bring it, you know me. Say, me kai. Then the devil will tell you, hey. Once Satan has an upper hand, he's going to ensnare you. Psalm 18, verse 5. He's going to ensnare you. Sorrow will ensnare you. In Psalm 18, verse 5, he says that the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. So when sorrows of hell take over you and the spirit of heaviness drops on you, it becomes a snare of death. It becomes what? Being in that mental space is end it. What is life? What am I even doing here? What is life without children? What is life for that? My friend. Hey. Say, shakalaka. What's life without money? In Egypt, money failed. How much is money? You are going to make that money. Anything you are trying to kill yourself for, you want to commit suicide for, because you don't have, you're about to have it. You're about to have it. That's why Satan wants you to kill yourself before you have it. So take it easy. Give yourself time. Tell somebody, give time. Time to God. You don't have a beloved and that's when you want to die. Somebody's already praying that God, let this lady look in my direction. Let this brother look in my direction. And you want to die? Hey! Look at your nice wig. One brother has seen it like that today. Say, hey, get away. Not knowing the girl fine like that. Kill her about that nice hair. Fine girl. You two, you are there. You say, after this service, I came to listen to Pastor Francis for the last time. After we know, this is the last show. It's a lie. Tell someone, devil is a liar. You cannot die, oh. Let the sorrow come out. It's powerful. Yeah, you see that it becomes a snare. It's a trap you have walked into. Because what your mind is always feasting on is the fact that sorrows of hell compassed me round about. You are entrapped in sorrow. So that trap now, what it releases to you is a snare of death. See that all the most... The powerful thing your mind is able to process is death. And you say, dying cry is better than living. Yeah, then you will now be see the benefit of dying. Yeah, me who are now swinging nature. Yeah, me who are now joining the heavenly choir. Who told you, even here you couldn't sing. You want to go and join God's choir? Go and bend song there. Stay here, we need you here. Tell somebody, we need you here. You are going nowhere. What it means is that there is a time where the spirit of death is very far away and you are using sorrow to say, please be coming. Please be coming closer. Tell somebody, be happy. Be happy. You are there and you say, why is it that people have plenty hair that they are even doing afro? By me, It's like, the more I'm growing, the bolder I am becoming. Come here. Bald head. You want to kill yourself because you don't have hair. You see some people who have hair now. Nah, you say, I want to die. I want to die. I no get hair. Hair. With a chop hair. Bibu sao. Ehwi edi. The glory of the woman is the hair. You need that glory by force. God have mercy. Look at one of the things that the Bible says it will do to you. Psalm 119 verse 28 in the ESV. When you allow sorrow to tabernacle with you and the spirit of heaviness takes over. It says that my soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. So there is a way that sorrow can put your soul on fire. So yeah, it says that my soul is melting. Mind you that your mind is in your soul. It's part of your soul. Your intellect is part of your soul. Your affection is part of your soul. When your soul is melting away, mind is melting away. Affection is, you are there now, you don't have libido. Yeah, as a married man or a woman, you know, you are flat. Somebody has gone to shop at the mall with romantic candles, scented candles. Yeah, coming to just a create pleasure and appetizing environment. What's that? Don't respond to any kind of stimulant. Can't be stimulated. Can't be any. You are just flat. The last time when we were plotting, the last time your libido came, it's like once every 6 months. The whole year as a husband or wife, it's only 2 times you have gone to the kingdom of God. Just two. Are you my sister? You are my brother. My father gave birth to you. We married because we are siblings. We are here to just do plans. What do you mean? We are there now. Bring chop money. Cook food for me. Like that, you bring chop money, they cook food for you. Just like that. The woman is with a nice body is walking there, no fire inside. The man too is walking there. Hey! Brother! Come on, hey! One of my sons, he had kidney stones. The thing came that day. The thing came. The thing wants to kill the brother. He was saying, like that. Oh, Guy was dying. Kidney stones. As he was there, doing like that. After the wife has been taking care of him the whole day. The wife felt very sticky. The wife went to bath and came out mistakenly. Not dressed fully. Then you know that there's a fire in a man. That can quench the pain of kidney stone. He said, come here. In the pain. Say, can I have one? The wife said, Abba. Even a kidney stone. He said, leave that kidney stone somewhere. Something must kill a man. Brother did action, Pepe came back to You are here. He said you are sorrowful, so you don't even have appetite, you don't have libido. Then all you are doing is dressing. For what? Receive deliverance, oh. The way I want to preach this message, man. Your soul is on fire. Your mind is melting away. So the things that your mind must be on. You see that your mind is wandering in the wilderness. You don't see, if your wife dresses cry, you don't see to, for you to say, my wife, you are looking good. Because so wrong. Yeah. Can't give compliment. Every time you are seeing fault, you know, because you need to add more variables that will make you sadder. Your husband does something, okay. Hey, Ania, I bought a new car for you. Okay, what brand? Soul is on fire. Melting away. Losing yourself. Because of sorrow. Some people never recover. And you feel it's an entitlement. I'm like this because I lost somebody. I'm like this because I lost a job. I'm like this because fire gutted my house. I'm like this because this person abused me. I'm like this because this man. Okay, this is what you have. What power do you have in managing what is left of your life? Are you just going to let your life go because somebody took advantage of you? Or a system took advantage of you? What have you got to offer you? You that says you love yourself. What have you got to offer you? What have you got to offer yourself? With what is left? The Bible came and said, what do you have in your house? If all you have in your house is the you now, what have you got to do for your... Okay, what people wanted to do, they took from you. You that is left, what are you going to do for yourself? All you are following is what the taker did. What the abuser did. You. Ha. Okay, let the world die. If you have you, one with God is a majority. If you have you, even if you are not a Christian, if you have you on ground, Kai, one step at a time. Are you here at all? Am I talking to somebody here at all? Some of you can be so sad. I don't know my father. I did that thing. Maybe because of where I grew up. We have plenty fatherless children. We the fishermen. Your father day, no matter. Kai, we move. Whether you have father, you don't have father. Go to Bukom. Go to Cape Coast. Go to they just point to your father. That's your father, but he doesn't have any impact in your life. Well, what is it? It's when you come to where that's why you point to father with value. Do you understand? You can go to market with that. No name, father. No, nothing. They just go up there and say, where's my identity? What kind book? Where's my identity? Without a father, where's my identity? You've not seen yourself in a mirror before. You don't know who you are from inside. Some people they were born, their fathers were dead before they were born. So those ones who don't have identity, or someone pointing to you who, and please, all of you psychologists that are listening to this message, listen to me, I'm not foolish. I'm telling you that in therapy, it is important that people know who their mother is, who their father is, and all that. But when we come to the practicality of living life, you are going to have to overcome some barriers. Yes, now, if today, your father, you know, says, I've abandoned you, I'm no longer your father again. Obama police watching. So you can't live life. We build capacity for people to live life. Not for people to become dependent on things that are fleeting, things that are collapsing, that are not enduring.
counseling is to give a durable solution so that the counselee can stand on two legs even when some variables are not on ground, because they have the solution in them. So your counseling has made somebody even more dependent on what will kill them. Then somebody say, okay, I want to marry. Since I don't have a father in this Ghana, there's a lawyer here. You don't need your mother, you don't need your father to marry. If you are of the age to marry, anybody can be your witness in the court of law. It's by honor that we carry family. Do you understand? And there are conventions to that. So socioculturally, you take your mother and father, but the woman, I mean, oh, papa, so poor. That means you can't marry. Ah. Look at someone say, ah. That's how somebody will be in the room. That person is getting depressed. Depressed. Sometimes when it's marriage, some fathers who never were part of some people's lives will now begin to play ball. In this church, you know, I told one woman like that, I said, you know, we don't need you to wed your child. She became steady. We don't need you. These people can go to court and sign the same way you can sign in this office. And it is not required that you bring mother and father to. No, stop this thing. Then the mind started recalibrating. If there are difficult conversations, you will have them. Are you here at all? Now don't let anybody take you and just go and dump you in some recycling of some latrine. Then it becomes like a hostage situation. You have been captured, kidnapped. We will honor our parent. We will honor our siblings. But I'm telling you that sometimes, my pastor said, when life gives you a lemon, you make a lemonade out of it. You cannot continue to be sad forever, especially to make somebody happy. They are sadder so that somebody will be happy. And some people, they will feast on your sorrowfulness. That's what they feast on. Like vulture feast on, scavengers on the dead. The deader you are, the more alive they are. Kai! Why don't you come alive? Sister, brother, come alive! Brother Nijayo left you for the dead. Come alive. Yes, easy to pass your ex life, passing your area with the new girl, to kill your heart. And same with Papa Bia or Han area, and Koye Kumami no Mujawari. No Mujawari, and Yamia to make counsel, Mamina, Nadrina Befie. And she picked up her life again. I told her, I want you to hit the gym. She went off social media for a long time. I encouraged her to hit the gym. Oh, her energy came back. I'm off her. And your mind is sharp. See, I want you to go and do photo shoot. You don't know. She did photo shoot. Change your style. You like that? Just did everything. Shout. I say, you get the soft. Get the soft, fine. And she says, we're going to be posting on status. We'll be posting. Even when we're doing photos, there were some nicer people there, men there. I just say, just pose like the keys up. Peg. Like that. Stranger, so. We started with, you post here now. And I'm not before bait, you know. I started calling people, family members. Can we sit down and come back again? I said, you took on. We have crossed the river. on the other. I'm telling you, the best part of your life will leave you if you keep sitting in this sorrow that is driving your mind crazy. Best part of your life will leave you. Mercy, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hi. Look at Psalm 31 verse 10. ESV. Psalm 31 verse 10. Is God talking to somebody here? You are nice. Anyhow God made you, you are fine. It says that, for my life is spent with sorrow. Hey. And my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. He said, my life is spent with, you see, when scriptures use words like spent, in poetry, when they say something is a spent layer, just how the chicken has laid all the egg inside it. Yes, so it can't lay. That's the treasure, the cash, the egg in the chicken is gone. Spent means strength has been used to its full. What is left is just the nyama nyama there. Can we read it from the message? Maybe it will give us something else. Look at the message. Say, my life leaks away. Say, Jesus. I can't hear. Say, Jesus. Why? Groan by groan. That's how your life leaks away. Sorrow by sorrow. Groan by groan. There must be a stop to it. As you are doing, your life is going. Your life is being spent on sorrow. My years fade out in size. They just fade. Sickness came. That sickness cannot kill you every day. There's a day that God gives you joy. When that time comes, leverage on the joy. Praise the Lord. It's not every time you get the money you want. If you don't get, oh yeah, I'm telling you, you think you are poor. You don't see anything. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know this thing. You see, sorrow will take the best part of your life. It will take the best part of your life. We will not even see your beauty. We will not see your intelligence. We ask you a question, you start stammering. By the time you organize your mind, because your mind is in the neighborhood of sorrow, you will say, ah, what is happening to this sister? We thought she was very sharp. Sorrow and tea. You can't coordinate things that you can do, cry, you are afraid. You don't feel powerful enough, good enough. Hey. Isaiah 17:11. May your life never be spent in Jesus' name. In Isaiah 17:11, the King James verse, he said, in the day shall thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shall thou make thy seed to flourish. Praise the Lord. He said, but the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Can you imagine that? You are planted in the day. You are planted in the morning. You have good planting. Then when the harvest came, it came to meet the season of grief and desperate sorrow. So he says that you are having harvest losses, post-harvest losses for all the effort you have put in life, because it met a season of sorrow. It is a heap. It doesn't go to the market. You have spent years to go to school, years to invest in things. Then when the harvest came, it met the season of sorrow. And no. When are we going to marry? You do like you did. You did hell. When are we going to marry? Hey. Then you follow the brother to the family house. You are doing like this. Like, take it, has caught you. Then you met the sister with a sharp mouth. Hey, now where's your answer? Meanwhile, you have invested in the relationship. Why? Ask somebody why. Say, in the day of the harvest shall be a heap. shall be like a refuse dump because of grief and desperate sorrow. I will hunti. When I'm caught to you to set us a Fedia, your man, your man, who be one, send a who's in that be out the flat note now. 1 minute to be a and Fedia, you are even thinking how to come from the low to the high. Acquire fight. It's like a kitchen, you cry and say. Get which I am. I feel there's a kitchen, you cry and say. A background of a comet. And you might kitchen, you won't cry. I won't bear home back. Why? Ask somebody why. You can change your cooking. Yeah, the things you do, the Bible said the gift of a man shall make room. But when sorrow takes over you, you can't be your best. Said the harvest will become a heap because of grief. Are you here? Because of grief. Esau is the one, because I told you, I said that sorrow, grief, and all these things, they are in the same family. Esau was hungry. When Jacob now came and said that, Charlie, give me the birthright for the red pottage. He said, Charlie, I'm hungry. Oh. So all this birthright, I have no need of it. See, when you plant yourself in sorrow, things of value don't become valuable to you. You now open to me. Yeah, you are in a hurry to die or you are in a hurry to withdraw. You are part of a team and then something happens and you say, I'm not going again. May your harvest not become a heap in Jesus' name. That amen is not strong at all. I say your harvest will never become a heap. Shout a louder amen. Of course, throughout the preaching, I've been giving some keys to how you can come out. But let's just read the key of joy. Let's talk about the key of joy. Jeremiah 31, 12 and 13. Therefore shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat, for wine, for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden. And they shall not sorrow anymore at all. Oh, please. 13, please. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into what? I can't hear you. I will turn what? And will comfort them and make them rejoice from their what? Sorrow. Please keep that verse 13 there. Then shall the virgin rejoice. As a virgin married. Please, I'm asking you questions. You have to answer me, oh please. Has a virgin married? Has a virgin known the pleasure of sex? First service, we were saying something. People were thinking I'm a bad man. And all of that. But I don't understand. Pleasure is not the definition of your joy. No. That you have no pleasure. He said the one that has not enjoyed pleasure, that is raw, green. That one is rejoicing in a dance. Both young and old. That they are old virgins. Both young and old together. You are not the oldest virgin in this life. I still at 33. I'm a virgin. Your time is coming in Jesus' name. That amen didn't come out at all. Therefore, I will turn their mourning into joy. I see God turning your mourning into joy. And will comfort. How does that happen? The virgin is rejoicing. It's what? It's rejoicing. If you go to the verse before. Look at how it starts. It says what? Verse 12 said, therefore they shall come and sing. sing in the height of Zion. The virgin is rejoicing. All these people who are having fruitfulness, they are also singing. Say joy. One more time, say joy, joy, joy. Tell somebody this joy is obtainable. It's not automatic. Be where there is joy. Join joy. Create joy. Eat joy. Feast on joy. Never feast on sorrows. Yes. The Bible called Jesus a man of sorrow. And even Jesus, when he was called a man of sorrow, Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible says that there was no beauty for anybody to desire him. No matter who you are, once you become a man of sorrow, things have started going down. Are you here? Yes, now. Once you become a woman of sorrow, No, China, why do you have a yeke? Tell somebody, the earlier you start getting happy, the better. Oh, clap your hands as you are saying that. The earlier you start getting happy, find a way to be happy. There may not be too many things in your life that will bring joy to you, but create that joy. Create it. Be intentional about your joy. You have your Gary Sokins. This is a Sikafwediani. Your definition is what adds value, not other people's. Are you here at all? Do you know how many people have been banned from eating carbohydrate and from taking sugar? You still can do Gary Sokins with sugar plus honey. Wait, people have been banned forever. Don't take dairy product. They can't take milk. You add milk and you corner it with granite. And still, your sugar level is calm. Your cholesterol is calm. And you are here envying Abba. There are people sitting in Bugatti. They can't drink soakings. Thank God for great joy. Oh. Create joy. Sister Eshi says that of all that we have said, you can even add Milo to it. The thing will become coffee-like. Very nutritious. Sulakwa takaya. Itokwalaka takaya. You are here envying people in the palaces. It no mutin in a calculation. Calculation. I'm gonna try 1 second. Pang upe. I hospital case. James Stegman could be baby. I must say allergy. Otuano. Woman pump crowd we and yoshi. You don't love yourself. Hi, Kai. Yenyanke in your skank, I pay. Yamin to see a benyabi. And my answer, young Kuya Hun Yan Toya Hunchene. Because Chale Adianchia Mwanya Missumo, your own time of glory is about to manifest. That amen is not strong at all. Don't die before your time. Have you found that recently the scientists in UK said they have found a medicine for treating sickle cell? Let's give ourselves some small time. It will be everywhere. If you are having sickling crisis and you say, I want to die, I want to die, the medicine has come. Have you seen? Ask somebody, have you seen? The thing that you want to die for, the solution is on the way coming. Do you understand? It's coming. Now why do you want to die? The woman is coming. The man is coming. The job is coming. The joy is coming. Why do you want to die? Joy is coming, coming, coming in the morning. It's coming. It's coming. Tell somebody it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Why do you want to die? Create joy. Create joy. If you don't have the physical money. Yes. Charlie, call the money. These days, there's virtual money. You don't have gold. Charlie. Get some copper chain. Copper. Copper chain. Copper chain. Look, a lot of people, you think they have dress in a copper. Oh. Copper. Copper. Leave this thing. Leave this thing. Copper chain. God bought, said they don't go give you the gold. Copper chain. I'm selling the gold. You want to stabilize the economy. You want to wear gold. Go and wear copper. Empada. Oh my share and obey to me the amount pepe. Oceans will be an chose I won't wish a cooper cooper chain and a cooper earring into the one cow din and chain. Debbie. Even grandma's cooper's chain. They have transferred it to grandchildren. It's not an inheritance. You want to die. Because you don't have dollars. Dollar and it took up high. After collecting all your money to go and change for dollar for 15, 16. Now the money has said that it's no longer climbing again. It's coming. Now you want to die because the dollar too is coming. When all of us are happy that inflation is coming down, you alone. Necessary dollar. Take a decision. Why? Create the joy for yourself. Why do you want to die? Sese. Adie ba na eba fom. Anya be kwa kwa 2-9. Me kwa me bon pa ise nko 5. Unso tu waso ebe kosro. Ebe kosro. Una chasi ye pese eba so. Una opushi kosro wo. Una opushi upwa. Yankupon tears our own pines and costro da. Overseas and says, Yanka Beboa. Then you are just getting sad, sad because you don't want to take a decision. Time beyond, you know, what was your exchange, you know? Hey, I didn't almost see you do 11. Create joy. Create joy. Please rise. Please rise, cry. Hey, create joy. Now say, God, I see you. You bet you go $4 cry. Almost one month. You want it in what city? City than why FSI from? Challenge na brabwa Daniel. I'm telling you, yeah, easy. Me ma dollar na de be city na. Hey. Enka CD. Obia mfi CD. What a blessing. Ask somebody, sorrow and joy, which one is your choice? Ask them. Joy and sorrow, which one are you going to choose? Daniel. You say you love one sister in the church. That is the joy of your life. Uko and sister is warm. Sister, you too, why? Now, sister's warm. Probe your pewe. Anybody does. So, we are, man, what are we doing? You're meninge. Wouldn't mean him. The sister too, even your savings, you have started using it to dress unnecessarily. She wants to catch the attention of the brother who doesn't like you. You are not even his taste. You don't fall into anything on his radar. He's just accommodating you because you are a sister in Christ. Oh, hello, how are you? Bad day. If you bad, you're woo. No, your pain, Ebini. Debbie. We are slim. On us, we are poor, be a mood. Now, on us, we are shaggy, and we are cool. When did you cry? I am anorexic. I didn't know how. When did you go? When you're also. brother ne probia ne mo do. So you are busily slimming down, even getting an ulcer. Why? No be an epislim. Why do you need to ulcer? I know my father be. He told once, he said, if we were in the world and it's only me and you, I would never marry you. You are too slim. Too slim. He said, my mother is a fishmonger. I've been chewing fishes. I like meat. I like flesh. I want to hold something. This one, there's nothing to hold. I can never marry you. We'll be brother and sister forever. Till you are there. You don't like your body. You are size 12. Who to miss you, sir? Obey steady. You'll be steady, pa. Hey, obey your body. Obey Slema. Go for it. Is that also? Yes, now. Obey Slema. Go for it. These days, there are vegans. Yes. There are vegans. Yeah, different people. People don't chew fish. They don't chew meat. They're just eating beans, lettuce. Yeah, they don't want anything pee. They don't like. Yeah, they just like. When you see them eating, you think they don't love life. Where do you get joy? Onuns were in the lettuce now. Any the person you are official. Obiana and your pay. I don't know. Have I preached? Niaupe biano create joy and intentionality for joy around what God has given you freely to enjoy. Don't die. Suru hini asa siaf wudi kronkro ria wawe juma yaso washe na ye oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you excited? Are you happy? Are you blessed? Are you sure you are blessed? Every one of us here, we are a people of value. You know why? Because Christ is in you. So much value. So much source. Koparata kuasha. Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.